As the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing approaches, coming up on Fresh Air, Charles Fishman, his new book, One Giant Leap. He details how unprepared the U.S. was when the space race began, how much of the Apollo program was creatively improvised, from hand-wired computers to spacesuits designed by Playtex. Yes, the people behind the living bra helped on the spacesuit. You'll hear all that coming up on Fresh Air at noon here on 89.3 KPCC. Well, we're into the summer, the time of year when maybe we have a bit more free time to get out and visit museums. We know the big ones, the great ones of Southern California, and of course some of the world's most famous museums in major cities around the world. But what about the really off the beaten track, the truly novel museums that few people perhaps go to or know about, or ones that are just flat out weird? I want to hear from you, your suggestion for a museum that was just mind-boggling. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. With me is LAist arts and entertainment editor Mike Rowe, who wrote a piece last year about 9 LA museums you've probably never been to. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So let's talk about a couple of those first. One of them, the Valley Relics Museum.
That's right. It's a very sort of kitschy, combined sort of the history of the San Fernando Valley, from neon signs to crazy cars and a little bit of everything in between. It's quite the sight.
Another one I love here, the African American Firefighter Museum. Where do you find that?
It's very specific. You know, I like having this. It's a wonderful museum that really captures the history, and you can really dive in. I feel like the curators there are wonderful as well, and sort of guide you through these historic stories that most of us don't know.
All right. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Your favorites, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. A number of years ago, I visited out in Glen Helen in the middle of the desert. Dixie, who was an old stripper, she worked at the Follies Theater downtown, had put together in her house, which was a former pig farm in Glen Helen, put together a museum of stripper memorabilia from people like Gypsy Rose Lee and Tempest Storm and people like that. And it was fascinating. She'd tell you about everything as you go through her house. I believe the collection is now in Las Vegas and that a nonprofit has actually taken over that collection. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Don, in Venice, your favorite museum that few people know of?
The Surfing Heritage and Culture Center in San Clemente. It is known as the Smithsonian of Surfing.
Where is it? Where in San Clemente?
It's inland a little bit, up on Calle Iglesia, and it houses probably the most important surfboard collection in the world. It tells the story from all the way back in the beginning with Duke Kahanamoku all through the modern time. And, it's a pretty special place.
It sounds great. Don, thank you so much. The Surfing Heritage and Cultural Center in San Clemente, 866-893-KPECC. You can also put on the AirTalk page your favorite. Let's see. We have McWow writes on the page, the Museum of the Mummies in Guanajuato in Mexico. Also, the Emily Dickinson Museum in, appropriately, Amherst, Massachusetts. And the Pomona College Museum of Art, top-notch collection-wise and with its curated shows. I've actually been to that Pomona College Museum, McWow, and I would definitely second that. They do great exhibitions. 866-893-KPCC. Rob says, a little gem, the Lone Pine Film History Museum. So many Westerns were filmed in the Alabama Hills right around Lone Pine. They do have a museum which shows you that history. 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with Lucille in Exposition Park, your favorite offbeat museum.
Yeah, we went to a museum called the Hurdy Gurdy Museum of Vintage Radio in a village called Howth, right outside of Dublin in Ireland. And that was absolutely amazing. It's just two rooms in a small tower on the top of a hill, and it's got all of these antique radio equipment and the history of the radio was really amazing.
Lucille, thanks so much. The Hurdy Gurdy Museum of Vintage Radio, right outside Dublin, 866-893-KPECC. Another offbeat museum that we went when we were in Vienna a couple of years ago, our son Desmond, who you've heard a couple times on the show, was learning Esperanto, the international language, and he wanted to go to the Esperanto Museum in Vienna, which is a cool little multi-room museum that tells you the whole history of efforts to create this international language. And then when the Nazis assumed power in Germany, Esperanto was deemed to be a Jewish communist language, and so the Third Reich attempted to stamp it out. That whole history of Esperanto is wonderfully told in Vienna. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Antonio, in West Hollywood, your favorite little-known museum.
Yeah, I recently went to Australia in Tasmania, and my idea of Tasmania was that it was a very wilderness-like type of place, and never expected to find one of the most extraordinary museums I've ever seen. And I've lived in Berlin and Paris, New York, Los Angeles, places where I have excellent museums, and this is really extraordinary, not only from the point of view of the collection, which is both contemporary art, which has a lot of performance and video and sound installations, but also from the point of view of architecture. Rather than built out, it is actually carved into a bluff of flagstone. So you have to go into the bowels of it, and it's all very dark with very specific lighting. The installations are just beautifully done, and it's a place that shouldn't be missed.
All right, I appreciate it. In Australia, Tasmania, the Museum of Old and New Art, Mona. Antonio, thank you for that that recommendation. Masik Desad tweets at AirTalk, the Museum Velveteria in Chinatown houses velvet paintings, a whole collection. Velveteria in Chinatown. Masik Desad, thanks for that tweet. 866-893-KPECC. Hetty has one that she wants to point out. The Southern California Medical Museum in Pomona, the only museum of its kind in Southern California, treasure trove of medical and dental artifacts, antique equipment, quackery devices, and more. I wonder if it's associated with the School of Medicine that's there in Pomona. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Sarah in Santa Monica visited a place in Sweden, and it's called Artipelag in the archipelago of Stockholm, contemporary art museum, all sorts of interesting experiential art built into the landscape. Just getting there is an adventure. Once again, that's Artipelag in Sweden, 866-893-KPECC. Kim in Ventura, what is your favorite weird museum?
Hi there. Okay. Well, I went and visited the Reykjavik, Iceland Paleologic Museum, which is the penis museum. And I was telling your phone person that Icelandic people are not inhibited with their body parts. There's probably like 1,000 types of penises, animals, and human pictures. And there's one display that shows the Icelandic handball team, the Olympic handball team, and their penises are cast in metal, and then their pictures behind. Totally true.
Wow. I've actually heard of it. My son was in Reykjavik on a school trip about a year ago, and they were well aware. I don't remember if it was open and they toured it or not, but I heard about this place. The Reykjavik Paleologic Museum, a museum about penises, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Denise in Irvine says the Musical Instrument Museum in Scottsdale, Arizona, the building is amazing, and they have wonderful videos showing the instruments being played from almost every country in the world. I've got to check that out. We'll continue with more of your favorites, the most offbeat, the weirdest, the littlest known museums that you thought were just great. 866-893-5722. Back in 1 minute. We're talking about the most offbeat, little known, or weirdest museum you've gone to that you thought was well worth the visit as a curiosity, if nothing else. Anne on the Air Talk page says the history of contraception collection at the Dittrich Medical History Center in Cleveland, Ohio. That's certainly one. 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Mark in Topanga, you have a local favorite.
Yes, the Museum of Jurassic Technology in Venice is the oddest, most amazing collection of curios and oddities, and arranged in an aesthetically pleasing and mysterious way that I went there 3 days in a row, and each day spent hours and found new things each time. Plus, they have this little outdoor atrium on the roof where they serve tea and cookies, and sometimes they have artists come in and play ancient music. There was a koto player one day, there was a sitar player, there was a hurdy-gurdy player. Just absolutely mind-boggling place.
Nearly 30 years ago, I think it was, when I first went there, and hardly anyone had heard, it's hardly been open. And one of the exhibits they have, I'm reading it, and I'm taking it as just a straight exhibit. And then I realize how my mind's being played with this, how the whole format was as though it was real, but it wasn't. I just started laughing. It was so ingenious, and it just so made me laugh. It was one of the most entertaining and kind of mind-bending experiences I've ever had in a museum. The Museum of Jurassic Technology on Venice Boulevard. Mike, you've written about
it. Yeah, I love the way that it plays with what a museum even is. You sort of accept when you're at a museum what's everything you read is true, and then you realize, oh, this isn't quite playing by the museum rules that I'm used to. It sort of breaks the fourth wall in a way with what you do at the museum.
All right, 866-893-KPCC. Colin, in Anaheim, what museum did you see that was particularly off the beaten path?
Well, this one comes down as the most terrifying museum / exhibit I've ever seen. We were driving in northern Arkansas and saw this building with all these Confederate flags and other things on it. And it was essentially like a racist shrine / shop. And, we're white men, so we just went in, but we were very, careful. And they actually had the Adopt a Highway sign, this portion of the highway adopted by the Ku Klux Klan that had been officially issued in Arkansas, presumably in the 80s or 90s, and it was later, taken down. But it was just kind of shocking and terrifying an experience.
And do you have a sense the operators of this little museum, was this sort of as a cautionary example, or that they were attempting to keep this imagery alive?
No, they were keeping it alive. And there were all sorts of things for sale that were, sort of banned items or things you couldn't get that were all sort of, racist memorabilia, racist items. It was definitely sort of promoting. And so that's why we were just trying to be very, very cautious, looking around, but just trying not to attract any attention or, do anything that might, get someone upset at us.
Colin, thanks for sharing that. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Richard in Simi Valley, your favorite offbeat museum.
Hey, I found this really, really fun one, kind of fun if you're odd. The very first music venue I ever played at is called the California Institute of Abnormalities, and it's a little tiny music venue that has a bunch of displays dedicated to old sideshow acts. So like old fortune teller booths,
yeah,
advertisements for the bearded lady, but like classic, and then things about like Ripley's Believe It or Not stories. It was the coolest little thing in North Hollywood.
in North Hollywood, the California Institute of Abnormality. Richard, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Laura in Glacelle Park touts Tokyo's Parasite Museum, jars and jars of parasites. Closer to home in Pahrump, Nevada, about an hour outside Vegas, there is a museum that's got all kinds of desert paraphernalia, old mining stuff, no labels, except for one item. There's one labeled item in this museum in Pahrump that says Dave's Boots. And no one knows who Dave is. 866-893-KPCC. Danny, calling from Ventura, your favorite unusual museum.
Hi, this is Danny, and it's the museum that nobody can get into because it's inside the CIA headquarters in Washington, D.C.
But it's actually a museum, but no one, unless you have security clearance, you can't see the museum?
Exactly, and the only reason I was there was because the CIA contacted me to have my collection put on display there, which is the world's biggest collection of over 4,000 props and memorabilia from spy movies and spy TV shows.
Oh, my goodness. Danny, how did you amass all that stuff?
I spent my whole life collecting it. I mean, I've got things like the shoe phone from Get Smart, the tarantula that, you know, was on screen with Sean Connery and Dr. No, Austin Powers glasses, Mission Impossible self-destructing tape. So,
wow!
I heard I had it, and then I found out they had a museum because they flew me out there to put it on exhibit just for the intelligence world.
Now, can you tell us anything about the museum, or were you sworn to secrecy?
Well, I can't talk about anybody's name. I spent at least a whole month inside there, but it was all material going back to the beginning of the formation of the agency, you know, when it was the OSS and then turned into the CIA. And, you know, it's they have their own artifacts, which were things that are really used by intelligence, intelligence people in CIA, like, you know, communication devices, things like that, you know, weaponry and so on.
Where no one's going to beat you for the most exclusive museum. That's clear. Danny, with a CIA museum that you can only get into with security clearance. Thank you, Danny, and congratulations on that memorabilia from spy films. 866-893-KPECC. Juan in Palm Springs says in Carson, the International Print Museum, which has old printing presses. Sarah in Eagle Rock says the Nightmare Museum in Massachusetts with creepy wax figures, monsters, and also the history of horror films. Alex in Beverly Hills says the Museum of Counterfeiting. It's in Paris, and it's all made up of replica paintings and fake food, manufactured brand objects, and the museum goes back to the 18th century. And Raul in Indio tells us of the International Banana Museum in Mecca, California, out there in the middle of the desert. Just one room with 20,000 banana-related items, like blow-up life-size bananas. So many great recommendations. Rachel, the Globe Museum in Vienna, we saw that when we went to the Esperanto Museum. Rachel, that's a wonderful one, and the globes are absolutely gorgeous. If you go to Vienna, make sure you see it. Thanks so much for joining us with all your suggestions. Mike Rowe, thank you for joining us too. Fresh Air is next.